This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A crowd cheered as they took down a massive 131-year-old statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee this morning in Richmond, Virginia. AP correspondent Sagar Magani.
For more than a century, a 21-foot statue of General Robert E. Lee towered over Virginia's capital city, which also served as the Confederacy's capital. This morning, a crowd of hundreds cheered as workers in Richmond removed the statue from its giant pedestal. Governor Ralph Northam ordered last summer that the statue come down after George Floyd's death in Minneapolis, but the removal was tied up in courts until a recent ruling cleared the way. Four other Confederate statues along what's known as Monument Avenue were removed last year. Sagar Magani, Washington.
As children return to school across the nation, some school districts are changing plans as they battle COVID. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A new report from North Carolina health officials shows there are 170 ongoing COVID-19 clusters in public schools or child care settings in the state. Union County Public Schools, the state's sixth largest school district, reports as of Friday about one in eight students were under quarantine. The district voted down a proposal last month to require mask wearing. In Georgia, Griffin Spalding School System is switching to virtual learning after three school bus employees have died from COVID-19 in recent weeks. In Savannah, some school bus drivers staged a sick-out Tuesday after a similar protest last Friday. I'm Mike Gracia.
Human rights groups are asking NBC to cancel plans to cover the Winter Olympics that begin February 4th in Beijing. They're citing human rights abuses in China. This is AP News. The U.S. is pointing out that some of those the Taliban have named to its new interim government in Afghanistan have troubling track records. Here's Ben Thomas.
The Taliban have announced a caretaker cabinet that pays homage to the group's old guard. Afghanistan's interim prime minister is Mullah Hassan Akhund. He headed the Taliban government in Kabul during the last years of its rule. Mullah Abdul Ghani Baradar will be one of two deputies. He led talks with the United States and signed the deal that led to America's final withdrawal from Afghanistan. Sirajuddin Haqqani has been named interior minister. He's on the FBI's most wanted list with a $5 million bounty on his head. The interim government is all male and drawn mostly from Afghanistan's dominant Pashtun ethnic group. The move seems unlikely to win the international support Afghanistan needs to avoid an economic meltdown. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.